The man who lives alone in the mountains got out his wintertime bird feeders and made himself ready to receive the multitude of feathers and wings that would soon be his companions throughout the coming lonesome months of dark and cold. Jake waited for Samson for so long, silently wished him good luck, and proceeded to sneak inside the farmhouse through an open patio door. When the ghastly thing opened its mouth, Alan could have sworn he could smell the overwhelming odor of death itself. A maelstrom of fire and fury blazed within Faltheris. His heart fire had become an inferno so hot and powerful that it was consuming his body. Before Alan could retort, she moved closer still, her face only inches away from his own. That's when Alan woke up screaming. The movement of males and females was integral to keeping the blood of the desert tribes clean. That had always been the way. So why was it so hard for her to accept? Maurer howled enraged and charged the man-at-arms, and his downward slash was caught at the wrist by a strong grip, and as swift as a serpent's bite, the blade was turned and the bard gargled, spitting blood, and fell. The dragon spread his wings and leapt into the night, leaving her alone in the dark.